all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It's everything Childersburg High School football, and we are here with the head football coach of the Childersburg Tigers, Coach Johnny Johnson, and the Resolute Forest Products, Tiger Sports Network. You know, Coach, Beulah is a pretty little camp. I say little. It's a beautiful little place to go to out in the middle of nowhere. But they were so nice to us and so nice, I know, to your football team until that coin toss, and then it wasn't so nice.
Oh, definitely. A very good football team. They do good, you know. We just didn't play well. We're still not at that capability of playing four-quarter football. We have our time that we move the football good, but we get a penalty or something happened defensively. We're just not wrapping up. You know, football is a physical sport, and we're not being physical right now.
Speaking of football being a physical sport, I know every high school and college and even in the pros goes through injuries. But it just seems like that here at Childersburg, even over the last several years, I mean, you take last year, we went into the Beulah game last year, and our starting quarterback, probably the best athlete on the field for either team, Chris Swain, he gets hurt in the first quarter, boom, and all of a sudden we have to change things. But you have just been decimated, not only with injuries, but also some problems that you've had to discipline some kids as well.
Oh, definitely. You know, we got some guys that play a lot for us, got hurt, and got some guys got in some trouble. But, you know, we got to move on. We got to move to the next person up, you know, and that's why we keep pressing hard, keep trying to teach them, trying to do fundamentals, trying to keep guys that teach them football. You know, we see at that point we got some guys really don't know the game of football, but they still come to work every day. Coaches, we do come to work every day, just trying to get better and trying to steal a win.
You know, with injuries the way they've occurred, and you said next man up, the one thing that does do for you is it gets a lot of young guys some playing experience. I'm going to touch on two or three. One, let's talk about power back the other night. You had Amari Garrett come out there. He's 6'4" or 6'5", about 300 pounds, and he's an eighth grader. And, yes, he might not have known everything to do and everybody to hit, but he gave you 100%. And, buddy, he pushed some people around.
That's what we asked for. You know, he had a great practice that week, and we told him, we're going to give you a shot. We need somebody to come out and just play hard. And he did. You know, he had some sign of me he didn't know. We were fine with that. But we just liked that he played so hard. And he just kept playing. He was smiling. He was having a good time with it. So, you know, hopefully that the early guys will catch on and say, look, got an eighth grader, never played no football, but he just came out and played.
And, you know, because of injuries and because of other things, we really haven't had a running back that we could depend on to get 5 or 6 good yards. But talk about 25, because he come in there and he really lowered his head and ran the ball hard.
Yeah, Dallas Brown, you know, a freshman. Same thing we've been telling everybody. We know opportunity here now. We got to find somebody that we got to get a running game going. And he came in, gave him some rep, and now we're going to let him ride and go. We're going to take the young guys and see where we're at and go ahead and start building for the future.
And, of course, I still got to say, you know, when we talk about that Beulah game, we got down early. And one of the reasons that people get behind with Beulah, and I'm just going to tell you, they're sitting second in the region behind undefeated Glenwood. But I got to be honest with you, they've got a weapon with that kicker. Number 10, when he kicks off for them, you can just about go on and guarantee you're going to start at the 20-yard line.
Oh, definitely. You know, they got, you know, good special team, and, you know, they go in. They get on the 25-30 going in. Oh, they're going to bring him out. You know, he has some big field goal, and he got that leg. So, you might can keep a 51 because he got a great leg. But they is a good football team, you know. They got a quarterback that's been playing for 4 years, know what's going on, and different guys up front. And they just play some good team football.
Early in the fourth quarter, we were down big, and to be honest with you, we hadn't scored in 2 or 3 weeks. Well, actually, almost 3 weeks of football in an off week. So it's been a long time since we'd scored a touchdown or anything at all. And talk about the play that you called with Jacob and Devontae, because I thought the pocket was better than I've ever seen it at Childersburg, especially all this year. And when Jacob Johnson has time to throw it, buddy, he unleashed that thing about 50, 55 yards right on the button.
No, we had the opportunity, and we seen a matchup we want with the slot guy, with Tay in the slot, and we took a chance on it, and Jacob delivered a great ball to him. He made a catch. You know, Tay would be making some catches this year for us. You know, we were trying to score. We needed that big time, you know, even though we lost the game, but we need to put some on the scoreboard, and we had the opportunity, and we did.
Does that play early in the fourth quarter and the way you were running it toward the end of the game with Dallas and some of the other kids, does that give you motivation for a better practice this week going into Randolph County?
I did. You know, getting the young guys that got opportunity to get in, get some of the, before they change the guys out for the younger guys who run the football. You know, we still just trying to find that guy, you know, up front too. You know, we do a different, a lot of subbing, trying to find the guys up front can block. You know, our main thing, just stay on block. You know, again, I'm going to keep talking about it. It's got to be physical up front. We got to make plays at the receivers. We got on defense, we got to be physical up front again, and we got to make plays. But again, we're going to keep working, going to keep trying to get better at what we do. And get the kids that just keep buying in, and we're going to get a win.
And, of course, this week, we talk every week. It seems like you and I talk about it just don't get any easier, whether it's Glenwood or Lee Scott. And now you got a Randolph County team coming in here. And, I mean, let's just be honest. When I saw the score that they defeated Lee Scott with, I'm like, I told you they were going to be good, but, wow, are they that good? And then – this last Friday night, give Coach Adam Fawcett and the B.B. Comer Tigers credit. They went over to Wedowee and beat Randolph County. Randolph County coming in here, they'll probably be a little mad on Friday night.
Oh, definitely. You know, they were right there at number two themselves in the region. But, you know, they do what they do. You know, they're going to be in that wishbone. They're going to get in the eye. They're going to just run the football. And they're going to actually tell you to stop it. If you don't stop it, they're going to keep running the same old play. So, you know, for our kids, we got to dig in, and we got to try to be physical, try to match their physical on both sides of the ball.
And let's be honest. Let's talk about this region for a minute, because that win from B.B. Comer beating Randolph County and the week before with Dadeville going to Lee Scott and winning, this region, other than us not having a win right now in it, it's up for grabs.
Yeah, you take Glenwood, they're going to be the number one. But, you know, every week you got to compete. This region right here, you got to compete. We got a great team in this region that came in this region. You know, you got Comer that came in from 2A, had 2 years in a row, you know, make a run in the playoff. Then, you know, you got Beulah last year, they got in. You know, they put us out last year. You got Randolph County, I think they were number two in our region last year. So it's a good team, good football schools that play football. The kids love to play football, and they want to get in the playoff.
Let's talk a little bit about this Randolph County football team, because they'll come in here to John Cox Stadium Friday night. And, of course, it's your last home game of the season at John Cox Stadium. So need a big crowd, but they're not going to do anything that they are normally not doing, and that is just line up a bunch of people in the backfield. They're going to smack you in the mouth and say, stop me if you can.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's senior night, last game at home. We just got to put – I just want us guys to just be physical. I want the guys to believe in what we do, be a team, and let's finish, you know, play the next play. You know, things going to go bad, but we got to be able to respond better when things go bad. You just got to put this thing together and finish this year out.
And, of course, we will not be postseason in the football realm here. We're not going to make the playoffs, but now is when you really look to those seniors. And let's be honest, we've not gotten the kind of production out of our seniors that you normally are used to. I'm not saying they haven't played harder or they hadn't done – they just have not – you know, with injuries and everything, they just haven't seemed like that they've had senior-type years. But now's when you need them to really step up and lead this football team and get some wins before the season's over with.
Oh, yeah. We need these guys right here that have been here, that have been part of it, that have been there 4 years with us to help us like get another win, try to win out right here. You know, everything's possible now. We can go again with a 4-16 right here. You know, but we got to have them guys that keep coming in, keep pressing hard, keep leading the right way. And we got some doing that. You know, we got some seniors that really bought into the program and doing the things that we asked them to do. Now we need them to help us finish this thing out the right way.
Let's talk a little bit about your coaching staff. I know you've been not only had injuries on the football team, but you've got parts of your coaching staff you've had to move around. But talk a little bit about Coach Bullen, because, you know, he didn't have to come out here, but he has worked those offensive linemen really hard.
Oh, he have. He know, you know, when I told him when he came in to help us out that we got some young guys that haven't ever played a lot of football. Their footwork need to be working on, you know. I know he gets frustrated, too, when he watches film. But, you know, we're a bunch of young guys up front. But they come in, you know, they do the thing he asked them to do. And, you know, we still trying to get better. Like, you know, we got one day, you know, Tuesday, Monday, we took all this offense, just work on fundamental. And we got to get them there because we got guys that this is a second year. Some of them second year playing. Then we got some guys the first year playing. So we still got a young team. We started two seniors on the line. One never played before, one that played a little bit last year. So, and then we got a junior that been there with me ever since. He played a lot, Cameron Estelle. You got Javis Stone, broke his hand, so we got him out. We got Ovi, you know, hey, he's been everything for us this year, you know, pun, center, guard, you know, he played well for it. Then we got Hezekiah, then we got Justin Washington. We've been moving this thing around so much, you know, just trying to find a combination of guys that can help us up front.
And with it being senior night, talk about a couple or a few of your seniors that have been really good for you.
Well, you know, you got Ethan McKinnon, man. He been so much for us. We asked him to do so much. Special team, you know, he run the football. He did lead on our defense. We do a lot. We asked a lot from him, you know. Then we got Tay Truss, you know, he banged up. You know, we play him at fullback, DN, you know, same thing, you know. Even them two guys that have been here for a while. Love the game, love Chillerbird, love, you know, the teammates. But them two guys that, you know, and then you got Ovi again that really, you know, them guys just did so much for us that when we need them, they come through for us.
You know, one of the things that has hurt us this year is really size at the defensive ends and your linebackers and everything. You're playing a big physical football team with Randolph County. We know it's going to be hard to stop them at times, but have you seen anything from their defense that we maybe can exploit on Friday night when we've got the football?
Yeah, I think some things we can do. You know, I think we can take some things they got, they do, that, you know, we've seen them do that we can really take advantage of, you know. But, you know, end of the day, we got to just play football. You know, we got to come out. We got to believe that we can go score, and we got to believe that we can tackle, then we got to believe that we can win. That's what we got to do. And we got to be a team to try to score first, try not to get behind the eight ball that we've been doing all year. We need to be a team that people chase us, and we're trying to figure it out. You know, we're a young team. You know, we got 11 seniors, but we're playing a lot of young guys, sophomores and juniors, that even though they junior haven't played a lot of football, but we got to have some guys to step up, though. We got some guys to be some playmakers.
Well, you played an eighth grader the other night in the backfield as 300 pounds, and I thought he did pretty well. Real quick, before I get you out of here, you're in the eighth game coming up this week against Randolph County, and it's finally feeling like football weather to me. Are you glad to see this cool weather?
Oh, I'm glad to see it. You know, not just football weather now, and that's when you're supposed to come out and play on Friday night when them lights come on.
Well, of course, Randolph County coming in here on Friday night. You guys will have a pregame meal Friday afternoon, come over here and get ready to get dressed. When they're in that locker room, about an hour before you go out to take pregame, what's your message going to be to your Tigers to try to take hold of the other Tigers?
Let's finish. You know, let's come out and finish. Let's go out and play hard. Let's play physical. Let's be a team. Let's have some fun. And play the next play. Hey, let's go try to win one.
I know the years are different from one to the next, but, Coach, last year Randolph County came here, and we played them right down to about the middle of the fourth quarter.
We did. I thought we had some success. You know, made some little mistakes, but we thought we came out, played with them very well. And that's what we got to do Friday night. You know, we can't back down. You got to go take it to them. And, you know, things happen. And like I said, we just got to be a team that got to be able to play the next play and be successful.
Coach, good luck on Friday night against the Randolph County Tigers. And hopefully Chillsburg can get another win on the last night of a home play here at John Cox Stadium. Good luck, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Childersburg Tigers, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3, the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.